Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. My zip code is, well, let me ask you a question first since I made this call. I want to know what company you are first.
I am a customer service agent at a third-party call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
My zip code is 34120. And that's all the information I'm going to give you until I know who I'm talking to.
Okay, so I'll need your first and last name and your address for security purposes. If you're not willing to provide that information, then I won't be able to assist you today.
I'm going to dispute this charge on my credit card unless you tell me who this is.
I'm not able to tell you who billed you until I locate an account.
Give me somebody who can.
We all go by the same protocol. They will ask you the same question.
I am not giving any information until I know who I'm speaking to.
And okay, well, I can't provide you with that information.
You're not being very polite.
You can go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to speak to somebody else. I want to speak to a level
manager. We all go by the same protocol. They will ask you for your first and last name, your zip code, and also your address for security purposes.
I'm going to dispute this charge on my credit card. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.